quiet.
Okay, today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis by the new Perek, and today we'll learn the Ilu Nishmas Rav Shmuel ben Rav Kasriel, sponsored by the Liebman family. Okay, here we go. Korban Toda. Hatoda Haisaba Chamesh Sa'ah Yerushalayimus. Five Sa'ah of Yerushalayim Sa'ah. Shehen Sheish Midbarios. Which is six in the Midbar. It was six. Why? Rashi says, De'ilu Sa'ah Yerushalayimus Haisa Yisera Al Shal Midbar Shtus. It was a six more. Ve'osan Chamesh Sheish Midbarios Hain. And the five of Yerushalayim is really six in the Midbar. Okay? Now, Shtei Ephos, two Ephos, okay, what's an Epha? It's a measurement, right? Which equals, by the way, it equals 20 Isaron. Shtei Epha equals 20 Isaron. If you look at the picture, there are 10 Isaron for 10 Chametz, and then 10 Isaron for the other 30. Okay? Right, there's two things. There's Chalz Nazir and Chalz Toda. 10 for 10, and then 10 for 30. Okay? So it's Shtei Eifa, and her Eifa is Shalosh Sa'ah. Each Eifa is three Sa'ah. Okay? Esrim Yisaron, like I said. Right? Now, Esrim Asaro L'chametz, V'asaro L'matzah. 10 for the Chametz, and 10 for the matzah, which are 30 of those. Right? Asaro l'chametz, if it's asaro v'chametz, then it's isaron l'chala. Each chala gets an isaron, because there are 10 isarons, 10 chala. Asaro l'matzah, the 10 for the matzah, right? There are 10 isaron for 30 matzah. So then you have matzah shalosh minim. The matzah, there are three kinds. There's chalos, rikikin, and revucha. And there's three pictures of them. Right? Nimtu, it comes out, Shlosha Esronim Ushlish L'chol Min V'min. It's three and a third for each min, meaning three and a third for 10, three and a third for another 10, three and a third for another 10, which adds up to 30. Which adds up to 10. Adds up to 10. 10 for 30, right? Now, in case you don't know math, you want to do it the other way, Shalosh chalos l'isaron. Every three chalos. Right. When he says chalos, he means from the 30. Every three matzahs. Every three of those will add up to one isaron. Right? Make sense?
Yeah.
You got all that?
I got none of that.
What? It was so easy. With the picture, it's easy.
Okay.
Why?
What do you have to see six on that?
10. There are 10 bowls. Okay. Each bowl says isaron. 10 bowls for 10 chalas. You see those chala rolls?
Yeah, okay.
Bottom picture. 10 isaron for 30 chalas.
Oh, okay.
30. 10, 10, and 10.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you get 10. The teacher says, Eser chalas matzah, Eser rekikin, Eser chalas revuchos. 30. Okay. 10 for 30. That means that every three is one isaron. 3 times 10 is 30. Right? Every three is three isaron. And three and a third for the chalos matzos, three and a third for the asar rekikin, and three and a third for the asar revuchin. It's up to 30. It's up to 10. Right? Good?
9.9.
But so it's 3.333, right? Now, that's the easy part. Now, we're going to say the exact same thing with different measurements. In other words, it's like imagine just for a minute, we could do this with dollars, and then we're going to do it with euro. So it's the same measurements, just a different system now.
Different currency.
Right, different currency. We mean the Yerushalayimus, and then Yerushalayim measurements, hayu, shloshim kav, 30 kav. Okay? Chamesh esrei l'chametz, chamesh esrei l'matzah. Half for the 10 of chametz, and half for the 10 of matzah. Nothing's changing here except for the currency. Half and half. Why is it half for the 10 and half at 30? Why is it more evenly distributed? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. Right? Half of the chametz, 15. and 15 for the matzah, because they add up to 30.
But 15 for the 30 matzah.
15 for the 30 and 15 for the 10.
Right.
Chamesh yisrael l'chametz, right. Chamesh yisrael l'chametz, chamesh yisrael l'matzah. Chamesh yisrael l'chametz, the 10 for the chametz, 15 for 10, so it's kavu mechzel l'chalot. So each one's 1.5. 1.5 times 10 equals 15. Right? And chamesh yisrael l'matzah. 15 for the other 30.
And that 1.5 is roughly equivalent to an isra.
Yes. Exactly. It's exactly the same amount of flour, just we're calling it something else.
Right?
Chamesh yisrael matzah, the 15 for the 30 is umatzah, shalosh mirim. By the way, there are three, in case you forgot from 10 lines ago. Chalos, rikikin, and revucha. Those are the three. Nimtu, chamesh kav, l'chol min v'min. There's 5 kav for each 10, because there's 3 of them, so 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 15. And shtei chalos, l'kav. And there's 2 chalas for each kav, because 30 divided by 2 equals 15. There you go.
Okay.
Without this picture, I don't know how you can really understand this. No, but the picture really just helps so much.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Makes it much easier. Now, hato da haisa...
The formulas are pretty simple.
Yes.
I think you have a kav picture here.
No. That also you need? So don't put that away yet.
Paid a bit more taxes,
we get
more pictures.
Exactly.
Not pay enough.
Hatodai Zabah, so the mission started off with the line that it was 5 sa. And then we switched to, so, Menahan Emili, how do you know that? What the Gemara really wants to know is, how do you know that an Eifa equals 3 sa? That's what the Gemara really wants to know. 3 sa equals 1 Eifa. We said that there are 2 Eifa. We also said that it was 5 Sa, right? Or 6 Sa, right? First it was 5, then it was 6, which means that a Toda was 5 Sa Yushalaimus. Menahan Emilis, how do you know that? Right, Bashi, how do you know what? The Eifa, Shalosh Sa. That 1 Eifa is 3 Sa, which means 2 Eifa is 6 Sa. How do you know that? So, Amar of Chista, Damar Kra, Ha'Eifa v'Habas, an Eifa and something called a Bas, Tuchen Echad Hay, yeah, is one volume. Same thing. There's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Eifa and the Bas are the same thing. Ma Bas, Shalosh Sa, Af Eifa Shalosh Sa. So a Bas is 3 Sa, an Eifa is also 3 Sa. You know, Bas Gufmanov, how do you know a Bas is 3 Sa? Right? Ilema Midichsiv, Lasseis, Meiser, Achomer, Habas. That the Bas is a tenth of a Chomer. Right? And a chomer, let's say, is going to be 30. So a tenth of 30 is 3. It's not true. Because eifa nam yaksiv, vasiris hachomer ha'eifa. Right? Same thing about an eifa. That the bas is a tenth of a that the eifa is a tenth of a chomer. Right? That can't be right. El chomer lo yadana kama. I don't know how big a chomer is. So, hachanami lo yadana kama. I don't know how big a chomer is. I don't know how big a bas. That's not a riot. Ella mehacha, from the following pasuk in Yecheskel, it says v'chok hashemen. The rule of the shemen is like this: habas hashemen, the abas of shemen, meiser habas min akur, is a tenth of a kur. Okay, and we know that a kur is 30 sa from other sources. We know that a kur is 30 sa, a tenth of 30 is 3. So abas is 3 and an eif is 3. Abas is 3 and an eif is also 3. Right? Okay. Aseres habatim chomer. Ki aseres habatim chomer. Right? Okay. Yeah. What's that pasuk mean? Yeah. Aseres habatim chomer. Fine. Very good. That's how we know. Now, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ein mosifin alamidos yoser mishtos. You can't add on more than a sixth. Velo al matbeah yoser mishtos. You can't add on to a matbeah more than a sixth. If you want to change the increase the value, you can't do it more than a sixth. Have a mistaker lo yistaker yoser mishtos. And if you get a profit, you can't get a profit more than a sixth. Otherwise, you're ripping the guy off. My timer What's the reason for this? Why can't you raise the value of things more than a sixth?
In general, just like this.
In general. Yeah, why not? Ilev mishum afkue tara. You want to tell me it's because the price is going to go up and
inflation.
The inflation, right? And what's mishum afkue tara? The merchant's going to get cheated?
No, because of course the concern for inflation.
Concern for inflation. Then even a six not. That's not the reason. El mishum ona. It's ona. Kihechi delo lahavi bittel mekach. We don't want the mekach to be bottle. So leave it at a sixth. So if no one knows that, oh, they raised the prices, it won't be more than a sixth. Won't have any problems. Va'amar Rava kol davar shebemida shebemishkal shebeminyan afilu pachas michti ona chozer. If it's something like that, even less than a sixth has to go back. So what does a sixth gain you? Ela mishum tagra, it's for the merchant. Kihechi delo la matye da anye. He shouldn't make a profit of if he's not allowed to charge more than a sixth.
Right.
And they raised it up to a sixth, he'll never lose. He'll never be at a loss.
Right.
Right?
He'll be right.
He'll always break even.
Right.
Right? If they raise it a sixth and he can't charge more than a sixth, he'll never lose.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect what? Perfect, they go into charge. Business and never make money.
Right.
Exactly. Never going to lose. You're never going to make money. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Da'an Yahudulo Lamate Baha Ruchalo Boy?
So he's not allowed to make a profit.
He's not allowed to make a profit? Zavin Tagwa Ikri. Well, he just wants to be called a merchant. You're making any money? Not making any money, but I'm a merchant. What kind of thing is that? It can't be the reason that they stopped it at a sixth. It doesn't help anybody. El Amar of Chista, Kra Ashkacha V'darash. It's based on a pasuk, believe it or not. Okay?
Shmuel.
What?
Shmuel Kurashka.
Yeah, Shmuel found the pasuk.
That's not the reason why we do it. What? We do it because of the pasuk. It's the reason why they pick 1/6.
They pick 1/6 because there's illusion in this pasuk. What's the illusion? That it says, Hashekel Esrim Geira. A shekel is 20 Geira. Esrim Shkalim, 20 Shkalim. Chamisha Esrim, 25 Shkalim. Which is 45. Shkalim asar v'chamisha shekel. Another 15, which is 60. The pasuk is random numbers. Hamana yiye lochem. Should be a mana for you. The pasuk says, Hashekel esrim geira. A shekel is 20 geira. Esrim shkalim.
20 shkalim.
Adding to the... What? No, don't times anything. Hashekel esrim geira. Now the pasuk continues. Eshim shkalim, 20 shkalim, chamisha ve'es. Sorry, ashkalim eshim geira, eshim shkalim, 20 shkalim, chamisha ve'eshim shkalim, 25 shkalim, 20 plus 25 is 45. Asar ve'chamisha shekel, 15 shekel, 60. And the pasuk ends off. Hamana yelochem, should be a mana for you. So how much is a mana? 60 shekel. Right?
How's that an answer?
1 minute.
Exactly.
1 second. So Rashi says, Hareshishim Shkalim, I'm on the second wide line at the bottom, on the first half of Rashi. Osan Shishim Shkalim, Yilachem Hamana. That should be a mana for you. Vesela Arba Zuzim, and a Sela is 4 Zuz. Okay? Hare Resh Mem Zuz. That's 240 zuz, right? How do you get 240 zuz? 60 times 4 is 240.
Why is it 4? We said 4?
What?
We said it's 4 for each one.
No, there's 4 zuz. A sela and a shekel is the same thing. So it's 60 shekel equals a mana. And there's 4 dinar in a shekel. So it's 240 dinar in a mana, right? Hare resh mem zuz, dinar have behu mana. 240 zuz, or dinar, it's all the same thing, in a mana. The kaimalan, the mana daraisa, ein elechav hesla. But we know that a daraisa, it's only 25 times, it's 100, which is shehein kuv zuz, it's 100. So how do we get from 100 to 240? Right? How do we get from 100 to 240? So the Gemara says like this. Masan v'arbam have. It's 240, right? Ela Shema Mina Klas. So you see from here, three things. Shema Mina, Mana Shal Kodesh Kafal Haya. That the Mana of the Kodesh was double. So we've gotten now from 100 to 200, because we doubled it. Shema Mina, Masifin Alamidos, Fein Masifin Yosef Mishtos. You can only add on a sixth. Ushma Mina, Shtos Milabar. The Shtos is external. So 40 is a sixth of 240.
Not of 200.
It doesn't answer the question.
It doesn't answer the question.
The whole question.
Why is it one sixth?
There you go.
So the answer is
because the pasuk says so.
The
pasuk says 60. Is a mana. 60 shekel is a mana.
Yeah.
Which means 240 zuz is a mana.
Yeah.
Because 60 times 4 is 240. 240 zuz is a mana, but we know it's only 1 to 100. Yeah. Where'd you get 240 from? The answer is the measurement of the Mishkan were double, and plus a sixth.
That's not why we have Onah, though.
No, that's why we have Onah. That's why the number is a sixth.
Oh, that I got.
Why a sixth? Maybe Onah should be a fifth or a fourth. Why a sixth? Because there's an illusion in this pasuk. That's all.
That's not why we have
Onah. Onah, because the Torah said, don't cheat people. Where's the sixth come from?
Because the sixth is the number, the arbitrary number, that people won't go back and argue for that month.
But why is it? Well, who made up?
That's the arbitrary number.
So maybe there's an illusion from this pasuk. That's all I'm saying.
So you can overcharge by 20%.
What?
You can overcharge by 20%.
Up to.
Right.
Because people won't complain up and
down. Right.
It's certainly annoying.
Yeah.
Vendors want to charge 1,000 times what he paid.
I don't know. It's a good question. How about a matzah bakery? More than a sixth. That's more than a sixth. So what does it mean a sixth? Does it mean a sixth of the fair market value?
No, we don't know what the fair market value is.
Don't ask the answer, guys. I'm going to get it for
you. You think so?
Oh, 100%.
Well, I think it's a total ripoff.
You
know? Yeah.
If you go and go buy an Esser, and I can get a different price and you get a different price, because of where you're selling it and how you're selling it, that's without a question.
Well, that's one issue. That's one thing.
Where the extra comes from.
No, that's one thing. That's one thing.
But that's just all extra, the different price than the other price.
No. We're talking apples to apples, not apples to oranges. He's 100, right?
100%.
Well, yeah, he's right. I'll tell you the thing even more. How much do you think some guy in America that imports them, how much does he pay? Per one, per Esther, with all the taxes and the fees and the customs, what does he pay?
I think he gets a bulk number.
What's
bucks?
So, 10 bucks?
Not even.
Right?
10 bucks?
So what are they charging you? 100?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Right? 100's for a decent set, right?
Now,
75
justify,
maybe you can get nice.
They justify to themselves is that that's a fair market value. That's not how it works.
Any circumstance can justify by saying, that's fair market value. In my opinion, that's fair market value. Yeah. So where do you have the whole thing? No,
it's not true.
It's not true.
You need a pair of titsis. So you walk into a store. How much a pair of titsis? $25. Okay. Right? Imagine if they charge you $150. Sure. That's the equivalent of what they're doing with the slogan.
Exactly.
The equivalent. It's like $150 for a pair of titsis. If it was only once a year, you pay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
It's not an answer. Pay for the hundred.
No, you do.
Nobody buys an Esther in a closed box. Nobody does. They want to see what it looks like. Nobody buys it in the closed box. Where you're saying, so closed boxes and finish, whatever it is.
No, it's not what he's saying at all.
It's not what I'm saying.
What he's saying is, of course you can look at them. What he's saying is the whole industry
is corrupt.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
It's corrupt.
So how do you uncorrupt them?
Yeah.
By the way, like I said, imagine what a pair of pirates says. You can make your own, but they've really cornered the market.
Yeah.
Right? You really can't get your own. If they buy from them, they can charge whatever they want.
So there's no fuel.
But is it any different? We pay, a street vendor will ask a dollar for a bottle of water.
Right.
That works out more than the gas that you put in your car per gallon. It's just water.
For what?
It's just water in a bottle. But it's what the market will take.
Right.
I
understand, but there's a halacha that you can't do that.
That's right.
I understand that's what the market will pay, right?
Well, it's not his business.
It's settled like that. I understand. She's not allowed to do that. Right? Yeah, the market, yeah.
And Matzah's the same way. The
Matt's the same way, right?
That's the same way.
That's his challenge. That's the retailer.
Okay.
He knows if they don't like it, why that doesn't work on his market is because if I don't like it, I know somebody else. Who's your somebody else?
No, they're doing,
a bar yours.
They're doing the same thing. But nobody does that. Nobody does that.
Right.
Amar Avina, Masnina Nami Deka. The Mishnah even really said that. Because it said, the Tani Toda Haivia Chamish Sar Yishalaimis, Shem Shishim Midbarios. Shamina, the Mishnah said that. Five, which is really six, which is a six more. So therefore you see it's a six externally. Fine.
I didn't understand. I don't understand this. How does the same thing, your Shalmis and Midbarios, how does that make a difference of what the worth of it is?
Because it's like this. Let's say, how many pennies are in a dollar?
100.
100. So what if the government said, from now on, it's going to be 110?
So then all pennies are going to be 110.
Right, all dollars, and it was 100.
Pennies,
so at one time it was 100, and they changed it.
Okay, so then for everybody.
So that's what I'm saying. It used to be 5 saw, now it's 6 saw. Yeah. That's all.
Simple. So what does it got to do with Yerushalmi?
Because in the Midbar it was this, and the Yerushalmi was this. In the Midbar it was X, and when they came to Yerushalmi, they made it Y.
Okay.
Y? I don't know why they did that. Yeah, that's why. Okay, next. Now, there are 40 loaves here. 10 chametz, 30 matzah. Mikulan, from each of them, hayinotel echad me'asara, truma. They would take one of the 10 and give it to the kohen as a truma. So the kohen would get 4 chalot. One of these, one of these, one of these, one of these. Right? Shenemar, v'ikiv mimeno echad mikol karban, truma l'ashem. It says straight out, take one, truma l'ashem. Echad, Shito Paras, it shouldn't be a piece, it should be a whole one. Mikal Karban, Sheikal Karbanos Shavos, they should all be the same. Shlo Yitol Mikarban Al Chavero, I don't like Ravucha so much, I'll give him 4 of those. You can't do that, right? Le Kohen Hazorek gets Dama Shlamim Lo Yiyeh, he gets the Kohen that's busy with your carbon, it's a total carbon also. Vashar Nechol Abilam, and the rest of it's eaten by the Bilam.
36.
Of the 36 are eaten by the Bilam. Right?
We'll get to the Gemara.
Tan Rabbanan. Vehikriv mimenu. Mina mechubar. They all have to be in one. They all have to be together. Rashi says, Dibin sheikala chalas biyachad b'shas ha-truma. At the time you give the truma, all 40 have to be in front of you. Okay? Very good. Echad. Shita paras. Don't give a piece. Mikal carbon. Sheikal carbon shavos. She'll show me the same. Shlital mina carbon al chavero. Right? I don't like bravuchas. I don't like these. I'll give you 4 of those. You can't do that. And Chumal Hashem, any idea mikamahi? I don't know how many, right? Any Chumal Hashem, any
from how
what?
From how many?
From how many? What do you mean from how many?
The Chuma is separated.
Hareini done. Nemar kan Chuma, the Nemar b'Chuma Smeiser Chuma. It says over here Chuma, and it says by Chuma Smeiser also Chuma. That's a tenth. Ma lahalan echad me'asara, 1 from 10. Avkan echad me'asara. So do here, it's 1 from 10. Oklach l'derek zu, or learn like this. Nemar kan truma. It says over here truma. V'nemar bikurim truma. And by bikurim also says truma. Ma'ala halon ein lo shir. Just like by bikurim there's no shir. You can give one grape. It's truma. It's bikurim. Afkan ein lo shir. So there's no shir. Right? So nira lemi dome. Let's see which one's more comparable. It says the Gemara, donin truma she'ein achareha truma. Let's learn truma from truma, meaning truma, gesundheit, truma smeiser from toda, which doesn't have another truma. Mi truma, she'en acharei truma, meaning toda doesn't have another truma, and truma smeiser doesn't have another truma. Vayochicha mi bikurim, she'ish acharei truma. Bikurim has another truma. What's the other truma? First thing of bikurim, then he still has to give truma. So it's 2 stages. So that's going to teach me wachala by toda? No. Toda's only 1 thing I gotta give. Not 2 stages. Oh, klach l'derech zu. Or how about this? Donin truma hanacheles makom kadosh. How about truma that has to be eaten in a holy place, like toda, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Mi truma hanacheles makom kadosh. Bikurim also can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Right? V'al tochiach trumas meiser. Don't bring me a raya from trumas meiser. Shenechelas b'chol makom, you can eat Truma Smeiser anywhere in Israel. Maybe even in Chutzlar, do you want to take it to overseas? Maybe you could. So, Talmud Lomar, that's what the Torah says, Mimenu Truma Lashem, Uksib b'truas meiser mimenu truma l'gzereshava. It's a gzereshava. Okay? Lamadnu l'truma she'echad me'asara. I know now that it's 1 out of 10. That I know now. Avol eini yodea mikama hichala. How much flour do I need in my 40 loaves? How do I know that it's 10 for 10 and then 10 for 30? How do I know that? Right? You got that?
Yeah.
How do I know?
How do you know?
Hareini done, it's like this. Nemar kan lechem. It says over here, lechem. V'nemar lahalim b'shtei lechem, lechem. And it says by shtei lechem of Shavuos, lechem. Ma lahalim isaron lechala. Just like over there, it was one isaron for one chala. There are two chalas. There are two isarons. Afkan isaron lechala. So to here, at least for the first 10, one for one. Wait. Oklach l'derek zu. Or how about this? Nemar kan lechem. V'nemar b'lechem aponim lechem. B'lechem aponim, which is 12 chalas every Shabbos. It also says lechem. Ma lahalon shnei esronim. There it's two isaron for each one. Each loaf. 12 loaves?
24.
Afkan, office over here, shtei esronos. There should be two isaron for each one. Right? So Gemara says, well, Nero Limidome. What's more comparable? Donin mincha haba chametz. Imzevach, one second. Donin mincha haba chametz, imzevach, mincha haba chametz. Imazevach, meaning, the shtei alechem is chametz. These 10 are also chametz. The al yochichu lechem apanim she'en haba chametz, imazevach. Lechem apanim, not chametz. So if I'm comparing, I should compare apples to apples. The shtei alechem of Shavuos is chametz. These 10 are chametz. So therefore it's one for one, not two for one. Right? Oklach derek zu. Or how about this? Don in mincha ba mi eretz mechutz laretz. Min mincha min acharesh min yashan. Have it lechem apanim. Where could the grain come from? The aretz, chutz laretz, yadosh, yashan, charesh, makes no difference. Min mincha ba mi eretz mechutz laretz. Min acharesh min yashan. Just like Toda. Vayuchichu shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is different. She'eno ba, elemen ha'charesh, can only come from charesh, u'min ha'aretz. It can only come from Israel. Talmud lomar, mimosh vosechem taviyu lochem tenufa shtayim. That's why it says, what? That's what, no, not lechem, the word is taviyu.
No, that's after that.
What?
Lechem, no.
Talmud lomar, mimosh vosechem taviyu lechem tenufa shtayim. That's why it says, Shein Talmud Lomar Toviyu. What do you mean Toviyu? You're going to bring it. We already said you have to bring it. Ma Talmud Lomar Toviyu. Why does it say Toviyu? Shekal ma sha'atam shemevi makom echa acher harehu kazeh. That any time you have another type of bread, it's going to have the same measurements. Ma lahala nisaron lachala, afkan nisaron lachala. So how do I know that the 10 chametz ones have one isaron per chala, from the word taviyu. E malahalan shnei esronos afkan shnei esronos. Right? What's this pasuk? What's this question? So over there it was two esronos for two chalas. Maybe here it should be two esronos for 10 chalas. In other words, only bring two esronos. If we're learning it out from lechem upon it, lechem shtei lechem shavuos. There was two isarons, one for each one. Maybe it should be two for all 10 you have. You hear that question? Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar tihiyena. It should be. And Rashi is going to say, and the Gemara is going to say, the tihiyena. You don't need two yuds in there. There's an extra yud, and the extra yud adds up to the number 10, and therefore it's 10 isarons for the 10 chametz. You hear that? Now, Lamadnu Asaro Lachametz. I just now I know it's a 10 for the 10. Asaro Lamatza Minayin. How do I know it's 10 for the 30? Talmud Lomar Achalos Lechem Chametz. Neged Chametz Havi Matzah. Whatever you brought for the Chametz, you bring the exact same amount for the Matzah. So it's therefore it's 10 for the 30. Very simple. Nimtu Esronim. Nimtu Esrim Esronos. There are 20 Esrons. Lachmei Toda. Asaro lachametz, v'asaro lamatza. 10 for the chametz, just 10 of them, and 10 for the matzah, which are 30. Yachal, I would think, asara sheva matzah, lo yekul el min echad. So maybe the 30 matzahs should all be the same 30, the same thing. Talmud lomar, im ala toda yakvivenu vahikiv ala zevach, atoda chalos matzos belulos b'shemen rikike matzos meshuchim b'shemen, solos murveches. No, it says there are three different kinds. There is chalos matzah, rikikin, and revuchos. Nimsu shlosh esronim, there's shlosh esronim, three esronim, ushlish l'chol min v'min. Three and a third for each 10, which adds up to 10. Three and a third times three is 10. Right? V'shalosh chalos li'isaron. And every three has one isaron. Nimsu lach mitod arboim. Comes out there are 40 of them. Notal mehen arba. You take four off. V'nosen l'kohen. You give it to the kohen. V'ashar ne'lechem l'bailim. And the rest can be eaten by the bailim, 36.
So he can't bring a carbon toad on chalamoid Pesach.
That's why you don't say Mizmor Soda on Chalamoy Pesach.
Okay.
That's why you don't say an Erev Pesach. That's exactly why. Anyone who tells you can't say Mizmor Soda on Chalamoy Sukkos is not correct. It's not correct, because there's no reason you can't bring a Toda on Sukkos. You have to go into the Sukkah, but so what?
No, the guy's there anyway. If he wants to bring his Toda there.
Not on Pesach. Correct.
Or Erev
Kippur. Right, Erev Kippur also. Right, exactly. Okay, let's do it a little bit. Omar Mar. Has to be connected. Mechubar means connected, right? El miata, if that's true, that when it says mimenu, the mimenu means it ought to be connected, so then, see if it's kol chal b'yarim mimenu. Then when you burn up the fats, hasam nami, mechubar ikka, well, they have to be connected, the fats, to the animal. Not true. Kedur v'chista, amar v'vimi. Kedur v'chista, amar v'vimi, shol yinatech basar kodem sheitel imurin. What it means is you shouldn't cut up the basar before you remove the imurin. Okay. Fine, that's a side point. Back to Toda. Amar Mar. Nemar kan chuma, for nemar b'chumas masar chuma. That it said, we wanted to say that it was a tenth. How? Fill it out from chuma. How about this? V'neilif b'chumas midyon. What about from chumas midyon? When they took the spoils of midyon. So the Gemara, what kind of question was that? So they, and what's the shear of the chumas midyon? I think it was 1 in 500. So it's 1 in 500. So Gemara says, no. Done in Truma, no Hegel's of Doros, but Truma, no Hegel's of Doros. Use a Truma, learn that from a Truma that applied for you know, all of history. Valtuchiach Truma's Midian, she ain't on Hegel's of Doros. You bring me a one time in history when they fought Midian, they took Truma, they gave to the Kahanim a Truma, right? They had spoils. They gave to the Kahanim 1 in 500. That's not. Next. Nailif with Truma's Chala. Have a Truma's Chala, which is, Rashi says is 1 in 48. So the Gemara says, no. To son of Baby Shmuel. Don't know davar shenemar but menu chumas Hashem. The davar shenemar but chumas Hashem. It's chumas Hashem. Lafuke chumas chala. Don't know davar about chumas Hashem. It never said chumas Hashem. That's why we learn it out from chumas meiser and not from chumas chala. Now the Gemara asks Yossi's question. Boy Rava, chumas lachmi toda. Is chumas lachmi toda? I have to give four of these to the kohen. What if I eat those four? Am I chayev for eating chumas? Like mitzvah de shemayim? What if I did it by mistake? You have to pay a chomesh. You have to pay a chomesh on this? Right? Chayav enal misa v'chomesh? Chayav misa b'dei shemayim if I eat this, one of these four loaves, it's supposed to go to the kohen? Or a chomesh? Oh, chayav enal, right? Oh, ain't chayav enal misa v'chomesh? Or not? Well, given the iskash of shumas meiser, could shumas meiser dummy? Well, it is compared to shumas meiser. Oh, Dilmore, maybe? No. Bo, v'chamishiso, mi'et rachmana. Now, the Torah made a mi'ot only by shumas meiser such a din, not over here. Or midamas, if it falls into a mixture, is it bottle? Like, same question. Is it bottle 1 in 100 or something like truma? Oh, ain't a midamas or no such thing. The answer is teiku. We don't know. You hear that? All right. So I heard an unbelievable vart. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows this famous vart. The toda is really a shlamim, but it's a special shlamim. It can only be eaten the day you bring it. So you bring it Tuesday. And you have to eat it Tuesday night. How are you eating 36 loaves of bread on Tuesday night? So the famous Netziv, the Netziv says, you invite people over.
Right.
That's what a Toda is. You invite people, so I'm not going to eat 36 loaves of bread. My friends will come. Have a big party, everyone can eat all the loaves. That's a famous Netziv. I saw this recently, the Chiddush HaRiv says an amazing vart. He says, why do you bring a Toda? You bring a Toda because a nace happened to you. Something special happened to you. You have to eat it all today. Because tomorrow, another special thing is going to happen to you. Every day is another world. Every day is another miracle. Oh, tomorrow. No, tomorrow's another thing. Right? It's an unbelievable part, no?
All right,
such a good...
But I can go the other way.
What do you mean? You don't mix...
It's a great part.
It's a great part.
One little problem.
Yeah?
So that doesn't mean why the amount is so ridiculous.
Uh-huh. So that we know. So it's a 40. Why does Hashem want a 40?
He's not arguing with the Nitziv.
It's another layer. Yeah. Very good. All right. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good Shabbos.